Dhari Vijana Valava Vivarata Yasoda Nandana Vajjana Ranjana Vajjana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vajjana Ranjana Vajjana Ranjana Munatira Panachari Avanachari Yamunatira Panachari Munachari Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Dhani Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Uttale Imate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ite Namine Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Uttale Imate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Ite Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Niryasesha Sunyavadi Paskacharjitarane Te Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paskacharjitarane Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadha Sri Vasudeva Gobhaktavrindam Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadhar Srivas Gobhaktavrindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Bhagavatara Sautra Sautra Sri Samad Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Bhagavatara Sautra Sautra Sri Samad Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Premiskaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastati Gaura Bhaktivedanta Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Dham Ki Dwarkadam ki, Mudamayi Gangamayi ki, Samaveda Vaktavinda ki, Sisi Radha Madhava ki, Astashakis ki, Panchatapsa ki, Lord Nisringadev ki, Gopremanandi, all glory to some devotees, all glory to some devotees, all glory to some devotees, all glory to Sisi Guin Gurunga, all glory to Srila Prabhupada. In Los Angeles, I was taking care of Prabhupada's cup, and I changed the water every day. And so one day he took the cup, and he drank like he drinks with the cup, and I couldn't believe what I saw. I never saw anybody drink like that. There it goes. I thought I did something wrong with the cup, but it was Prabhupada's way of drinking. Never saw it before. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 4, Text 22. Ije Swamidyar Adiyargyam Isvaram Maha Vibhutyo Pachita Tanga Dakshinaha Tatir Vasita Vasita Kotamidrihibir Davinaya Abhisratam Aswa Saraswatim Ije sam medhir adjitam ishvaram Mahavibhutyo pachitanga dakshinanaha Tatir vashayishita gatyamudabhir Dandvinay asvratam asu saraswatim Ijay Sarimad Bir Achinat Isaram Savi Bhutani Danga Dakshinaha Katir Vishwasita Gatyama Bir Ladies, Jiji Saramadhi Ajanatam Isaram Avibhud Vyachitanga Dakshina Tir Vesishita Sita Gadhya Madhbir TJ worshipped Asameda by performing a horse sacrifice, yajnas, Adiyajam, to satisfy the master of all yajnas. Isvaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mahavibhutya, with great opulence. Upasita Anga Dakshina, with all the prescribed paraphernalia and contributions of Dakshin, to the Brahmanas. Tataha, executed. Vishishta Asti Gattam Abhibir, by such Brahmanas as Vashista, Asita, and Gotam. Dandvani, in the desert. Abhishratam, inundated by the water of the river. Asu, Maharaj Ambarish. Saraswatim, on the bank of the Saraswati. Translation purport by the Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In the desert countries where there flow the river Saraswati, Maharaj Ambarish performed great sacrifices like the Ashwamedha Yajna, and thus satisfied the master of all yajnas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such sacrifices were performed with great opulence and suitable paraphernalia, and with contributions of dakshin to the Brahmanas, who were supervised by great personalities like Vashista, Asita, and Gotam, representing the king, performer of the sacrifices. Please repeat. In the desert countries where there flowed the river Saraswati, Maharaj Ambarish performed great sacrifices like the Ashwamedha Yajna, and thus satisfied the master of all yajnas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such sacrifices were performed with great opulence and suitable paraphernalia, and with combinations of dakshin to the Brahmins, who were supervised by the great personalities like Vashista, Asita, and Gotam, representing the king, performer of the sacrifices. Purport. When one performs ritualistic sacrifices as prescribed in the Vedas, one needs expert brahmanas such as yajnika brahmanas. In Kali Yuga, however, there is a scarcity of such brahmans. Therefore, Kali Yuga, the sacrifice recommended in the Vedas in the Shastra is Sankirtan Yajna. Yajnir Sankirtan Priyayatanti Hey, Samidya Hasyaha. Instead of spending money unnecessarily on performing yajnas impossible to perform in this age of Kali, because of the scarcity of yajnika brahmanas, one who is intelligent performs Sankirtan Yajna without proper performing yajnas to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there would be scarcity of rain. Yajna Bhavani Bhajantyataha. Therefore, the performance of yajna is essential. Without yajna, there will be a scarcity of rain. And because of the scarcity, no food grain will be produced. There will be famines. It is the duty of the king, therefore, to perform different types of yajna, such as Ashwamedha Yajna, to maintain the production of food grains. Ananda Bhavanti Bhutani. Without food grains, both men and animals will starve. Therefore, yajna is necessary for the state to perform. Because of yajna, the people in general will be fed sumptuously. The Brahmins and the yajnika priests should be sufficiently paid for their expert service. The payment is called dakshina. Ambarish Maharaj, the head of the state, performed all these yajnas through great personalities like Vashista, Gotam, and Asita. Personally, however, he was engaged in devotional service. As mentioned before, Savai Manaha Krishna Padavrindanayaha. The king or head of state must see that things go on well under proper guidance, and he must be ideal devotee, as exemplified by Maharaj Ambarish. It's a duty of the king to see that food grains are produced even in desert countries, what to speak of elsewhere. Some years ago in Hyderabad, there's a very drought, big scarcity of water. The drought went on for years and there was no rain. Everybody was suffering for it. But there was a couple who were stationed there in the Hyderabad temple. Anyway, there's a couple there. And they were insisting that if they all followed the principle of Sankirtan and had a big yajna, that rain would come. So they did it. They got the whole town together and they had a big yajna. And so they were performing Sankirtan and chanting and dancing. And guess what? Rain came. And so Prabhupada found out about it, and he used that as an example in many classes about the chanting of the holy name. So this Ashwamedha yajna is forbidden in this age because the yajnik Brahmins are not available. There was one Brahmin, god brother, who could produce fire without any matches. And I watched how he did it. He had two chemicals, one on the fire, on the ash, on the wood, and the chemical in his hand. When he went like that, a fire came out of the wood. But he used chemicals. Nowadays, it can't be done without the yajnika Brahmin chanting by mantra, unless the brothers can do it. Can you do that? Any case, that's why Ashwamedha is forbidden. There are five things forbidden in this age. Ashwamedha yajna, cow yajna, sacrificing a cow. It used to happen. Having sex with the brother's wife if the brother dies. And mainly, sannyas is forbidden. But Prabhupada made an exception that Tridanda sannyas is acceptable in this age because it's the age for hypocrisy and quarrel. But if you're satisfied the three elements, body, mind, and words, ultimately, you can take sannyas. So he changed the whole mechanism. Now, the Ashwamedha yajna was performed by Indra 100 times. And then Prithu was about to make the 100th, same situation, make 100 Ashwamedhas. And guess what? You know the story. Indra stole the horse. And he hid the horse and he hid himself in disguise of a sannyasi. This is the beginning of the fall down the sannyas order. Then it used to be that just prior to an Ashwamedha sacrifice like Yudhisthira performed, they would send a horse around the world with a flag so that if anybody captured the flag and the horse, they meant war, and so they would have to fight, and backed up by Arjuna and his forces of a big, huge collection of military. So, military yajna goes on the basis of the sacrifice of Ashwamedha. Kings could perform it because they had the opulence. Prabhupada, it can't be done today because hundreds and hundreds of tons of ghee are required to satisfy the fire. So, to get the opulence of all that material, it's not available in this age. And what to speak of the gold that was required. Yudhisthira sent Arjuna to the mountains because he knew about the gold that was stored. It happened, you know the story, that the Brahmins from previous yuga were paid in gold ornaments, gold plates, and why did they want to carry all this heavy stuff? So they threw it in a pile. So all that gold was sitting there waiting for Arjuna to come and take it, and he got the name Dhananjaya, the opulence of gold, benefactor, bringing gold to the Yudhisthira. So Ashwamedha goes on in many different aspects in our philosophy that it's for food grains. Ultimately, it's meant to bring on an opulence of food grains and in the opulence of establishing rulership over the entire world. So Yudhisthira did that. And ultimately, it led to... The reason he did it was because he wanted to avert all the karma that was wrapped up in the killing of all these people in the Mahabharata war. So he tried, this yajna, to appease the situation, but to cancel the karma of so many people dying, because it leads to conflict. When his brothers or the sisters, all the females attached to the sons, daughters, sons, father, and husbands who went to war and never came back. Big bunch of karma attached to that. So Prabhupada says even hundreds and hundreds of estimated sacrifices couldn't appease the reaction for that. But because Yudhisthira was working on behalf of Krishna, ultimately, no karma, no crime. So Yudhisthira was benedicted by having that blessing. Anybody in that war who fought in the presence of Krishna got liberation. But Prabhupada said, in this day and age, now it's not the same thing. If it's done on the basis of direction from the Supreme Lord, okay, it's bona fide. But it's for the personal interest of leaders who are different countries are protecting themselves and creating war against other countries. It's their personal interest. So they take the reaction. Like, I met a guy who was flying on that plane that dropped the atom bomb on Hiroshima. He was a navigator on the plane. I asked him, do you have any results? I mean, you felt any problem for killing all those people? So I was just a navigator. I didn't pull the trigger. But he was on the plane. He was an artist. And so Truman was recorded to say that if I had to do it all over again, I'd do it again. Killing of the hundreds of thousands of people in that bombing in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And the guy who invented the hydrogen bomb was interviewed. And he said, if I had to do it again, I would do it again. He was the father of the hydrogen bomb. And so these people taking hellish birth through, and who knows how long they're going to be suffering for the action they did to kill all those people. So, in terms of yajnas and killing, we have the story of Chankazi talking to Mahaprabhu. And the exchange went like this, as we know. That first thing, Mahaprabhu asked Chankazi, what is it in your scripture you're killing your mother and your father, the cow and the bull? And he said, he retorted with, but it says in your scripture that the horse sacrifices were bona fide and also cow sacrifices. But Lord Chaitanya said, well, it's not for eating, it was for purification. Once the horse or the cow is put into the fire, it comes out with a new body, a youthful body. So ultimately, there was a benediction if you could chant the mantras. But we know in a lot of cases, mantras are chanted wrong, and you get a direct opposite effect. So, I got some notes here. Okay, no, asamita sacrifices are forbidden, but there are different ways that you can take the benefit of an asamita sacrifice. One is circumambulating Bhagavatam, one is taking bath in Radhakund, Shamakund, and one is the other one is going around Govardhan Hill. First take Hari Dev, Didi's Darshan, and then you take the tour of the... So if you do any of those, it's like an asamita sacrifice. So in this age, we get a benediction, at least get something. Ambarish gave away, just before his asamita, he gave away 60 crores of cows with golden hoofs and golden horns. So the benediction of kings could do these great benediction and dakshina to the Brahmins and the benediction for all the people in the community, in the kingdom. So, but when it happened with Ambarish and Durvas Muni, when Durvas went to Shiva, went to Brahma first, and Brahma felt the heat of that Sudarshan chakra, and so did Lord Shiva. So he told him to get lost, get out of here, go. You got to go to Vishnu if you want any appeasement. And so he goes to Vishnu and he sent him right back to Ambarish. So so Prabhupada mentions that there's a reason why he talked about the peace formula. Anybody know what the peace formula is? We are the peace formula. Yeah, if you worship the Lord, if you follow the principles, chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That's all benedicted by the Supreme Lord to allocate a possibility for changing the mood in the world. So by the force of Srila Prabhupada's preaching, he talked against cow killing to a great extent and slaughterhouses. I've seen videos of the way cows are slaughtered, horrible, painful to watch. But the horrible thing about it is going on in massive, massive ways. But because of the preaching of Srila Prabhupada, a lot of it stopped. A lot of houses were closed down, a lot of slaughterhouses. There was even a team of devotees blowing up slaughterhouses in Australia. You don't know about that. But that's not the way to stop it. So it has to come with education. And it's an important factor of everybody, especially in this room, to do a little bit of preaching and make it happen so that there is no more slaughterhouses. It's mentioned about Saraswati, the river flowing in desert areas. It's mentioned that Saraswati is underground and still the water is still flowing, but in surfacing in a few places. And I got a few predictions here. Prabhupada predicted that eventually governments will be led by devotees. Devotees will eventually fall into politics. Prabhupada stopped that when one devotee was pushing a movement in God We Trust. The Prabhupada says it's so contaminating, the politics are so dirty, that it would be difficult for anybody intentionally to clean it all up. But eventually, like Prabhupada wanted Tilak and the ministers, and when he went to see Indira Gandhi, he had a list of different quotations of different things he wanted to see happen. And one was the members of parliament, the ministers, should wear tilak and attend Mangalarti and chant 16 rounds, follow the regular principles. He didn't get a chance to present it. Indira Gandhi was fearful for her life. The minister, Prime Minister of Bangladesh, was assassinated just before that. So she didn't give Prabhupada much time. There's a difference between karma sannyasi and tridani sannyasi. Prabhupada installed this new system. And so because of that, sannyasa has been awarded to different people. One time Madhavisa told me, he said, I asked Prabhupada if I could be a sannyasi because all my friends were taking it. And so Prabhupada handed him the danda and said, I hope you can maintain this. And of course, he didn't do very well. He did amazing for what he had, but he lost it. So there's a reason why Krishna is searching for devotees to chant the holy name to get purified and to go back to the Supreme Lord's abode. There's, I guess, many reasons, but one reason, like Prabhupada gives the example of a king who has no sons. He wants to share that opulence, to share the nectar that what he has. But if Krishna doesn't have devotees, doesn't accumulate more devotees and more devotees, ultimately he can't perform the bliss of his opulence that he should enjoy. So by having so many devotees take to the holy name, by chanting, there would be no more problem in the world, and ultimately Krishna is satisfied, and ultimately we all go back home, back to Godhead. So that's the reason why there are push for devotees. There's a couple examples I wanted to give, and one was about Jayananda, talking about reactions that take place with karmis and when they're trying to stop the Sankirtan movement. In San Francisco, Jayananda was leading a group. I wasn't there, but the group leader told me about it, that Jayananda was confronted. He was a big guy, 6'2". And so one karmic guy, one demon, came up to Jayananda and faced him nose to nose, and he said, "Stop all this noise, stop all this crazy madness you guys are doing." So Jayananda just looked at him and kept on walking, backing the guy up. So he told the guy, he said, "Listen, you have to be careful, otherwise you take a big reaction for trying to stop this movement. Lord Chaitanya doesn't appreciate that." The guy kept backing up, and he backed off the curb and went into the street and got hit by a bus, died on the spot. Then there's another case with Sri Dayananda Maharaj being confronted by demons, where they were, and there was a fisherman's wharf where they were throwing water, fish water, on the devotees. And so Jayananda appreciated the fact that they were doing something out of service. But Sri Dayananda was having a kirtan party, and as it was going along, another demon came up to try to stop it. And so he said, don't play around. Ultimately, you're asking for big trouble. If you do anything against the Sankirtan movement, you could die on the spot. And the guy had a heart attack and dropped dead on the spot. So don't play around with the Sankirtan movement. So it's pretty strong, and Lord Chaitanya appreciates the movement like anything. I'm going to give a few Prabhupada stories to fill in. In Los Angeles, we had this fate system going on. And Prabhupada came and he took darshan. They gave him a Guru Pooja in the front of the room. And I was always in the back. I never got a chance to get up front. I always stood in the back. And so I kept lamenting I didn't get too close to Prabhupada or talk to him. So on this occasion, Prabhupada opened up the whole assembly of devotees, and there I was face to face with Prabhupada. And within a few seconds, he just walked by on his way to see the first diorama. And as he walked by, he just looked at me. And I asked different devotees about this, and many had the same experience, that when they have eye contact with Prabhupada, it's like a whole exchange that happens, like a scourge and a cleansing that goes straight to the core of your heart. And so that still is available by Prabhupada's nectar of the videos, the transcribes, the books. Everything is steadily available for those who want to take the depth and get in deeper and deeper to the philosophy, understand it. And so then he walked by to the first diorama and looked at it for about a minute. not even that, but just for a glance, and then walked over to a door that was locked. And so I kept telling our leader that you can't do this. You can't pile up all the junk and think that no prophet's not going to see it. And so it was all our crap, all the junk that was piled up in the back in the courtyard. And so prophet went to the door and demanded to open the door. You couldn't say no to prophet, so they opened the door. And there it was, all the stuff piled up in the courtyard. The prophet just pointed at it, said, take care of this and paint that wall in the back. Then he went to the tool room. And so in the tool room, I spent at least a month cleaning it up and putting pictures on the wall. Like where a hammer was, I put an outline around it, a white background. So the whole thing was pristine condition and sparkling. And so Prabhupada looked at it and spent all this time in the tool room asking questions. And for weeks later, he kept asking and talking about that tool room. So it made my day, because ultimately devotees were not so conscious of their hands and what they were doing. They'd be throwing away, I mean, in shavings and all this riffraff that came pouring out of the studio every day. There'd be hammers and screwdrivers and things just swept out and thrown away. So my job was to recycle, to bring it all back and put it back in order. So by his giving confirmation, you got to know what's in your hand before you can actually become Krishna conscious, because ultimately it depends on the basics of what you do with your hands also. So then he went to the first diorama of himself. It was Prabhupada in the early days when he was preaching in India in Radhadamodar temple. That was the first diorama. It was just Prabhupada sitting on a table. Underneath was a rod that could attach to a flexible head. And when a switch was turned, Prabhupada was reading, and in the diorama he looks up out into the window. And so when Prabhupada saw that, he just big, huge smile and a big, huge laugh on his face to see himself as a younger version of Radhadamodar. Then he came over to the dioramas, what I was working on, the change in body display. So there was a small one, the first initial one that I did. And the leader, Bhardwaj, asked Prabhupada, would you like this for your room? I've told this story before, but anyway, Prabhupada responded with two words. My room? As if he had rooms all over the world. He had, but none of those were really his. He just took whatever he liked at Kautir. Because I would rather sit in that Bhajan Kautir than any big, huge palace. So he didn't want it. He said, my room, what could he do with the change in body display? He certainly knew he wasn't his body. And I heard that he knew ESP, extrasensory perception, meaning mind communication. And so I tried that. I see if it worked. I was a brand new devotee, and I was standing right next to Prabhupada. So in my mind, I asked, Srila Prabhupada, I've been around artists all my life, and I've never experienced all the criticism, the cutthroat, and the anxiety, and the horrible things that are happening within our movement. I said, I thought I'd join a religious organization. And Prabhupada turned to me, looked at me, and shook his head, understanding that he heard the message I was asking. So he said, in my mind, I heard, you'll see, just wait and see. So a couple weeks later, it was pretty obvious that all the leaders in our movement in LA were not chanting. There were about five different main leaders, and they just had the bead bag as a hand warmer. And so it was like it filtered down throughout the whole temple structure, that if the leaders aren't chanting, they're not following the program exactly, then ultimately there's a weakness in the movement, and then the problems start. So Prabhupada was completely aware that these things are going on in the movement. And at one time, when the classes, he gave two sets of classes in LA in those years, in 75 and 76. And each time it was about 10 days. And I'd sit in the back end with my back against the wall to stay awake. And I'd look around in the middle of one of the classes, and everybody in the room was sound asleep. They're nodding out. And I looked at Prabhupada, and Prabhupada again, one of those, I understand. So I could see he wasn't preaching to a bunch of sleepyheads, but he was preaching to the whole world. Prabhupada's voice was worldwide. Then there was one devotee, I won't mention his name, he was a minister of education. He gave a class, and all of a sudden, his head hit the microphone. He fell asleep. So Bhagavatam class is a cure for insomnia, as the joke goes. So if you want to stay awake, Bhagavatam isn't the place for most of it. In any case, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we're all devotees, and we are the peace formula. Because we are the forerunners of this movement and leading a movement and sheltered by Lord Chaitanya, once you become a devotee, you're given complete shelter. It's like the shelter under the shadow of this chakra comes to every person who first joins the movement. So all of us are blessed by that. We're protected by the Supreme Lord Himself. So by being a devotee, we got benediction like anything. And so being benedicted is an opportunity for us to just to sail forward and just to relish the devotional service that we are so fortunate to have, and to make a means by which we can take it back home, back to Godhead, with others. In other words, it's imperative that we preach, and we change the way of the world by expanding and helping Prabhupada's mission by chanting, by writing, by preaching, by selling books, by doing everything that we can do to expand the movement. So that's our legacy, and we're so lucky to be here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, go Premanand. So, anybody got anything to offer? Any questions? We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, go Premanand.